From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Hurricane Katrina and now Hurricane Rita have raised concerns about fuel prices and shortages. In Georgia, Governor Sonny Perdue called on all schools to close today and tomorrow to conserve energy. That decision has upset a lot of parents, as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Governor Perdue announced Friday afternoon that he wanted the schools to close Monday and Tuesday.
I'm asking our school systems to take two early snow days. This will save almost 500,000 gallons of diesel fuel in that act alone.
But Georgia parents were shocked. It was late in the day. They had no time to plan. Where would their children go? They began calling daycare centers over the weekend. The questions?
Will we be open? Will the children go on field trips?
Kathy Maldonado is manager of Kids Stay and Play in Roswell, a suburb of Atlanta. About 40 children are here today. The majority are not regulars. They play games before lunch, like the familiar Simon Says.
Simon Says.
Touch your head. Oh. Touch your feet.
This center scheduled field trips for kids to play laser tag and tomorrow to go roller skating, and they cut the rate in half for parents for the 2 days. They had planned an outdoor picnic, but rain in the Atlanta area canceled those plans. The rain also drove many families to a nearby shopping mall, which was packed. Most here were not happy with the governor's plan. Friends Stacia Pierce and Tanya Vincent each had their two kids in tow and a number of shopping bags.
I think it's ridiculous because we're out driving around spending money on our kids, and we've got one of the lowest SAT scores in the nation, and these kids should be in school today.
No, I agree. They kept one bus off the road, but 50 cars on the road. And, I mean, we're stay-at-home moms, so that's fine for us. We have options, but there's lots of people out there that don't have options. And my husband has 10 women that work for him, and probably half of them couldn't come into work today.
Several Democratic politicians have taken aim at the Republican governor's plan to shut down the schools, especially since Rita did not cause the same destruction that Katrina did. But Governor Perdue said he was responding to temporary disruptions in the gas supply. At a press conference today, President Bush praised the Georgia governor for his leadership in anticipating a problem. Many parents here did not have the same praise for the governor. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.